It's Fred Nat's On Deck pregame show, a Sunday in Fayetteville. Eric Bach here with the manager of the Fredericksburg Nationals, Jake Lowry, ahead of a 2:05 first pitch today. And Jake, the week has not gone the way we've wanted it to, but I think we can build some momentum today heading back home. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we go into a series we've lost five in a row, but Sunday it's a new day, and we're looking forward to get some momentum to go into the next week.
Three out of the five games, we've been right in the baseball game. We lose by one run Tuesday night. We're ahead a couple nights ago, and we're ahead late in the game yesterday. So it's been a death by inches here in Fayetteville. How do we get over the top?
Well, we just got to have our bullpen guys come in, consistently throw strikes. You know, they're working from behind a lot and kind of putting themselves in tough counts and hitters counts. So as long as we keep getting good starting pitching, we keep getting some timely offense, limiting our punch outs, which we've done the last two night or last night for sure, then we should be able to have a little bit more success.
Offensively, yesterday was our best day of the year so far. Offensively, Sammy hits the home run. Brady's swinging it well right now. I want to talk about Brady specifically. He seems like he's really locked in right now.
Yeah, I think he's hit for the cycle this series, which is pretty cool. He hit his first triple last night of his career. But no, he's hitting balls hard. He's on when he's hitting balls to center field, to right center. So we've seen, you know, a home run and a double and a triple that way. But yeah, Sammy with the home run last night, got us over, you know, broke the tie. We know our bullpen just kind of let us down a little bit, but other than that, man, these guys are swinging it well and limiting our punch outs, which is, what we want to do.
Great day overall yesterday for Armando Cruz, his best of the year, you know, a couple of clutch hits, really good defense at short. This team is so much better when he is playing like that, don't you think?
Absolutely. No, he's a top prospect for a reason. He plays the game the right way, and, have a little bit of offensive success for him too, hitting the ball the other way with authority, just makes us even better.
How do you manage this? Because a lot of these guys have never lost five baseball games in a row in their life. Like, obviously, you know, an opportunity today to feel better on the way home today. But what is your message to this team about how are we going to get out of this funk?
Well, we just talked about how we got to play a complete game. You know, it's a nine-inning game for a reason. You know, whether we're winning or losing by the fifth inning, you know, we still want to win each inning. That's a big thing. You know, if we give up one, we want to score two. We throw up a zero, we want to score a run. But, you know, there's no panic out of our staff, out of our players. And like you said, a lot of these guys are young. They've never lost five games in a row. But, you know, each new day brings a new opportunity, and we're looking forward to it.
Today, Pablo Valdonis on the mound. He was really good for us last year when he got called up from the Complex League, then got hurt, ended his season prematurely. What are you hoping for from him today?
Hoping for a solid start. You know, give us a little length. And, you know, he's left-handed, so he already brings that to the table against a pretty good lineup. But I'm excited to watch him pitch, you know, make his debut for this season and, give us a chance to win.
Jake Lowry, a Sunday chat on the Fred Nat's On Deck pregame show. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Eric. Go Freddies.